RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack, hanging out with Mike Johnson. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and it is a Falcons Monday, which is why we're headed out to the phone. We've got Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst.
Analyst?
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network on the line, and our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, first, how was your holiday, and are you one of the ones that has no idea what day it is, what year it is, kind of living in oblivion?
No, I'm very aware of what's going on from a time frame standpoint. Anytime you get you play these games and get involved in football season, you're pretty aware of where you are in the season, where you are in the year. And so, no, I'd like to be able to think that I could get lost in that alley, because there is some bliss to that. So I have not been able to do that, but I did have a good holiday. Thank you for asking, and looking forward to a good new year.
Yes, absolutely. Well, hopefully you get some time off in the in-between as well. But Matt Ryan's been in the news. You know him well. I'm not going to ask about him. I'm just going to ask you, hypothetically, if you were offered a role in the front office, would that be something that Dave Archer would accept?
Well, certainly would look at it. I mean, I think that there's an affection for the organization, this city, this fan base that I have, because I've been here for such a long time, that it would be something that if I felt like I could contribute and help and maybe get us going in the right direction or be more consistent, then I would certainly listen to whatever ideas those that want to make those decisions had. And then I would give my 2 cents worth as to where I thought, you know, potentially we could do some things. And so certainly, no question about it. I think that speaking specifically about Matt, that's who he is. Now, I'm not going to speak on the potential of what's going on and what's been reported. That's not for me to say. That's for the organization to say. That's for Matt Ryan to say. I probably know more about it than I should, but I'm not going to speak on it. But I will tell you that he has an unbelievable love for the team. He has an unbelievable affection for Mr. Blank, and obviously for what Mr. Blank did for him and provided him the generational wealth he has, and he in turn gave it back in spades as a player. But he loves his city. I think that anybody that's watched him move about and do what he's done, the contributions he's made both monetarily and physically and everything that he's done for the city, I think tells you how much he loves this place. He lives here. He's great. His kids are growing up here. So that's where a lot of this comes from, is his affection for the city and how much it hurts him for this team not to be in the mix to try to win the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So that's about as much as I can say about it. But it's fun to hear his name mentioned. There's no question.
Absolutely.
Arch, obviously, we'll get into the game. And you said it. Look, you got to know what day it is because it's Monday Night Football Day, right? I mean, you got to
–
the day of the week is in the name.
Like 2 weeks.
I want to get into some of the actual matchup stuff here in just a second. But I think this is the time of year, and you've been in these situations. I've been in these situations where you go to work and you show up to the locker room and it's you know, cold or rainy or whatever, and you're not playing for anything. I think this is the kind of time of year where every guy in that locker room has to find their why, right? Yeah, why are you showing up to work? And some guys, it might be a contract extension. Some guys, it might be to make sure that they catch on with the team next year. And some guys have made it very clear this year that they want, to make sure they put their best foot forward for Raheem Morris. You've been around that team more than anybody probably for the last couple of weeks, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on the vibe up there in Flowery Branch and how those guys have gone about their business.
Yeah, I think, Mike, number one for me, from what I can see, is their just their love of their teammates. It's kind of the old school, corny, just want to do well for the guy standing next to me. And that's not hypothetical. That's who they are. That's what they built the organization. Some of the guys that are on there, all the guys that are on this team, that was part of what they wanted in the makeup of the player, is that you cared enough about the other guy next to you that you didn't want to let him down. And I think that that's where it stems from first. Certainly the other things that you mentioned, I think that you saw Caden Ellis had a quote here a couple of days ago about Raheem Morris and how much his affection he has for Raheem Morris and his staff and what the staff has done for him and continuing to blossom his career and do what he does. And I think that you'd probably have a tough time finding a player that wouldn't say that about what different coaches on the staff have provided them and given them insight into just being a man as far as that goes to being a player. So there's that. And then there is obviously there's the business piece of it where this isn't very long. Mike and I, we both got a chance to play in this league and it doesn't last very long. And it could be an injury. It could be, a different philosophy that comes in that moves you in a different direction and potentially derails you or sends you someplace else. But you got to fight for your life to be a part of this thing, and it's worth it. Obviously from a monetary standpoint, but this is what we grew up as football players wanting to do, is play at this level. And so you're going to fight tooth and nail to try to keep that opportunity. And that means you go out and you lay it on the line on Monday night.
Yeah. And speaking of Monday night, obviously Falcons are taking on the Rams tonight. The coaching staffs between these teams are all so familiar with one another, Dave. Do you think that gives either side an upper hand?
No, I don't think it gives them an upper hand. I think that the defense that Raheem coached in L.A. a few years ago has changed over significantly. Now, some of the guys that are playing in key roles defensively for L.A. were guys that were backup guys, were special teams guys that have stepped forward and are now the guys that you're kind of hanging your hat on. Obviously, Nate Landman, who leads them, Mike's guy, the landmine, has done a great job in the linebacker spot for them. I think that that was kind of an unbelievable get for them. Obviously, he leads them in tackles, but just his ability to force turnovers and all the things that he's done, he's won a couple of games for them just by getting the ball out. And so what a great find for them and to add to their defense that fits their defensive style that didn't really necessarily fit what Jeff Ulbrich wanted to do here defensively. But getting back to the familiarity thing, I think that there's obviously the systems that they both run. I think the defensive systems are a little bit different. Now, Raheem might have a little bit more of a grip on what they're doing defensively than maybe the Rams have what the Falcons are going to do defensively. But you've got 14 games of game tape to study, so you're going to have a pretty good idea of what these two teams are about.
Yeah, I want to dive a little bit deeper into that too, Dave. I mean, I'm reading stuff and kind of looking into it. Most people understand that we're the second highest rate of blitz in the NFL. We also run a lot of cover three. Falcons, I believe, is almost 50% of their snaps we run cover three. Matt Stafford has been unbelievable, both against cover three and against the blitz. I saw earlier from a Sharp Football Analysis that he's got 27 touchdowns and zero interceptions when he's blitzed this year. That's absolutely terrifying, I think, when you look at the game plan tonight. Jeff Ulbrich will be aware of that. Raheem will be aware of that. But how do you think you go about defending this offense and the way they go about their business? Because they are extremely good and seemingly can do a little bit of everything pretty well.
Yeah, I would say that the number one way of defending them is keeping them off the field if you can. And that's easier said than done, Mike. There's no question about the fact that when they get on the field each day, Stafford's potentially the guy that's going to win the MVP. I mean, I think everybody's pointing towards that. If they continue on the rate that they are, they're going to have a chance to win the whole thing. He's having a career year this year. My number one key is to not let him dominate the game. And so the only way you do that is to, try to win on the early downs, force them into some uncomfortable situations on third down, which is tough to do as well, because I think they're going to come out and try to play bully ball tonight, Mike. I think they're going to come out and try to run the football against Atlanta. And I think that if they can keep Atlanta off balance with that 12 and 13 personnel and bullying Atlanta up, then Stafford's going to get his shots, and that gives them a two-way go. I just don't think you can allow Stafford to have a run game along with what they can do. They can tear you up in the passing game. So that would be my biggest concern. But the only way to do that is to obviously win on third down. And when you have the football, stay on the field, much like you did against the Cardinals. And I know it's a different team, but you were on the field for 21 minutes of the second half last week. That's what you need to do. You need to limit his opportunities and maybe force their hand where they get a little bit more aggressive than they maybe want to be, and you force him into some turnovers.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, it should be a good game. Should be interesting. I already heard Raheem tell Dukes and Bell that he will be giving Sean McVay a hug after the game. So we're all bracing ourselves for that because it will be talked about tomorrow. You know it will.
Love it.
Well, Arch, thank
you. Well, longtime friends. This is a lot of these guys that they're competing against are guys that you know really well. You want to beat them up. You want to beat their brakes off during the game. That doesn't mean you hate them or anything like right. that. And there's a lot of good people in L.A. A lot of good people in L.A. were part of this Falcon organization that got their opportunity to maybe step up the ladder and do what they're doing in L.A. Les Snead being one of those guys that I'm thinking about. He's done a great job GMing them out there. Cut his teeth under the Falcon watch. So just because you want to beat them up on Monday night or Sunday or whatever doesn't mean you don't care about them. So it's okay to do that. And if anybody criticizes Raheem for that, shame on them.
Yeah. It's just like a sibling. You know, you can beat them up and be best friends in 2 minutes. Same thing. Arch, thank you so much for the time. Look forward to hearing you on the call tonight.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks,
Happy
Arch.
New Year. That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
Hear him tonight on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Mike and Bo get things kicked off at 6 for the pregame show, and then Wes and Dave take over. And if you want to go to the Atlanta Boat Show, call us right now, 404-726-0929, for a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Discover Boating Atlanta Boat Show. It's at the Georgia World Congress Center, January 8th through 11th. These tickets are provided by the Discover Boating Atlanta Boat Show. To purchase tickets, visit atlantaboatshow.com. You can call Dylan right now and knock that out. 404-726-0929. Coming up, we got one final look at this matchup, and we've got a life of Dylan.
I shed tears over the weekend. I'll tell you why. Coming up next, also, too, Allie, I do want to get into our Christmas pranks conversation.
Yes.
So we will do that on the other side right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.